Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Wake up. It's time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Happy Monday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just... On those good vibes, 585-252-9800. Are they up? Are they through the roof? Tell us why. If not, we still would like to hear what's up with you.
What is the vibe?
Look at all of our friends knocking this morning.
Tell us literally everything. Who do you have? Do you have anyone?
That's not my job.
Right. All right. Well, good morning and happy Monday from Nico and Steven. Backstory all the way up. We only got a 4-day week this week. Then we're going to Tennessee for the long weekend. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Oh, they're going to be spending that cash going on vacation.
Crush it.
Good for you guys. Happy Monday.
Just getting after it. Who else is here? We have our girl, Bridget. She says, good morning.
Big B, what's up?
How are you? Great weekend this weekend, even though the weather was kind of crappy. Did a lot of spring cleaning, which made me happy. Crappy to happy. Love that.
It's a good weekend. Good weekend to do the spring cleaning. You know what I did? On Thursday, I turned the AC on. And then Saturday, I turned it off. Yeah. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it was quite the drop.
56 for the high today. It's going to be beautiful out today. It's going to be sunny all day. So hopefully that has you and your good vibes, but it's not going to be warm all week.
Not at all.
Breeze, you're officially done with Lilac Festival. I would imagine it's bittersweet for you, yeah?
Yeah, I'm definitely in my good vibes because Lilac Festival is over with, and that was a lot on my body for the last 10 days, just being there all day, every day.
Also, let's give credit where it's due. Our girl Breezy completing the 10K yesterday.
I know. 6.2 miles.
What was your time?
An hour and 12.
That's pretty good. An hour and 12 for 6 miles?
Yeah.
That's good. It usually takes me an hour to walk a mile.
I was running yesterday. I was running. I think what it was is I just really wanted to get it over with. And then the last mile, it started raining. And I was like, I really got to just get this over with here.
Anyone else run the 10K yesterday?
There was a 5K and a 10K. Patrice ran the 5K, which was great. I was really proud of her. And then me and a bunch of my friends ran the 10K, which was great.
What time did that start?
So the 5K started at 8, which I'm like, why would the less mileage race start first? But I guess that makes sense. And then the 10K started at 9:30.
So let me ask you, it starts at 9:30. You get up. What do you put in your body before you
Nothing.
Run?
I don't.
Not a thing.
Mm-hmm. I can't eat before I work out because I cramp.
No, I'm eating fine. That's one thing. But no protein shake, nothing.
I can't.
Just water.
I can't ingest anything. I don't even do water. I just.
You're nuts.
Yeah. It's just my body. I know my body and I know that I can't put literally anything in it before I work out. I can't even take pills in the morning because my stomach will hurt.
So you got a lot of stomach issues.
It's not that. I just, like, I fast. That's, like, what I do. Like, I've fasted for a while. So I've fasted on and off for about 10 years.
Yeah.
So my body's pretty set on eating around 12 every, well, more like 1 every day. So whether I'm working out or just sitting, that's feeding time. So. But these things happen. How was your weekend besides the fact that you turned your air conditioner on and off?
Pretty good. I mean, I didn't do much Friday and Saturday night. It was pretty chill. But went to the Red Wings game with the family yesterday. Had breakfast with our boy Tommy Saturday morning at Park Ave. And then just ran some errands. Got a lot of stuff done. So it felt productive.
Yeah.
Which is great.
I'm excited for this week just because I've neglected a lot of responsibility when it comes to my room and my car. It looks like I'm living out of my car. I mean, which I definitely was for the last 10 days.
Oh, for sure.
So I'm really excited to just get that all sorted away.
I just really want to plug this Benson Boone thing for tomorrow night. Yeah. May I? Can I do that?
Send it.
So some of you, as you know, Benson Boone is coming to CMAC June 5th. And tomorrow is Ticket Tuesdays at Dairy Queen, so I'm going to be out at 1100 Jefferson Road in Henrietta from 6 to 8 o'clock tomorrow night. You can stop by and register to win. You got to be present to win. You can check out the new Blizzard menu at Dairy Queen. I'm going to be there chowing down on...
What's the new Blizzards?
Oh, my God. There's the Superman cookie dough cake batter. The chocolate chip. You got the s'mores, which is everyone's favorite. I got the opportunity to make one of those at the location in Greece. But tomorrow, 6 to 8, Dairy Queen in Henrietta, 1100 Jefferson Road, your chance to win Benson Boone tickets. So come on down and register and hang out. Say hi. We'd love to see you guys tomorrow night.
Gorge. That's where we'll be.
Okay. Oh, do we want to get to one more person before we kick things off with the news?
Sure. Lexi's here. She says, hey, guys, feeling good this morning because I'm starting a new job next week. So I'm just prepping for that and making sure all my paperwork is in. But I'm ready for this career shift.
All right. Pop off.
Love that for you.
That's what it's about. It's a fresh start. Coming up for the big story of the day. Something big is going on in Brighton. The local police department is cracking down. I'm going to tell you what you need to look out for. It's time to keep our heads on a swivel. That's coming up next on PXY.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98
PXY. PXY mornings, Moose, Breezy. Big news today coming out of the town of Brighton. Huge news. A local police department, they're cracking down on drivers not wearing their seatbelts. And starting today, going all the way until June 1st, the Brighton Police Department is joining the Click It or Ticket enforcement campaign. As part of the campaign, Brighton Police say officers will increase patrols and make sure every single person is buckled up. They say on average, someone not wearing a seatbelt during a crash dies every 50 minutes. This campaign started in 1999, and police say it saved numerous lives. New York has been a proponent of seatbelt safety and was the first state to enact a mandatory seatbelt law. Seatbelt tips from the governor's traffic safety committee says you got to adjust your seatbelt so it's positioned correctly. First of all, I don't know, unless you're driving in an older vehicle, it's got to be super annoying to listen to your car beep when you're not wearing your seatbelt.
Right.
So most people are buckled up just for that alone. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They say the lap portion of the belt should be snug and low across the hips, not the stomach. And the shoulder belt should be snug and cross the chest and collarbone. Don't add excessive slack. Where would you guys be without us each morning? Probably smarter. Wow. The first time,
so much.
The first time I failed my road test was contributed to the fact that I never asked the old lady giving me my road test to buckle up. And I was so angry because the whole time she was doing nothing but tricking me. You know what I mean? She goes, make a left turn at the yellow house. But there was four yellow houses. And that's basically why I failed, is because I never asked her to put her seatbelt on. And you got to do it.
At least you're not still bitter about it.
No, are you kidding me? I actually thought about driving.
About every night.
I thought about driving both of us, her and I, off a bridge. But I assumed it would have been an automatic failure if I did.
Good vibes this Monday morning.
So starting today, just, you know, click it or ticket this morning in the town of Brighton. I got to ask, too, speaking of being on the roads, where are all these dead deer coming from? I'm not trying to sound stupid here, but this has been consuming me all weekend because I saw a couple of things driving on 490 East and then back 490 West on Saturday. And I have a question about the deer. And maybe some of you are thinking the same exact thing. Breezy, if your father wants to join us this morning, I'd love for him to shed some light on this question.
You're seeing dead deer. You will never believe what I saw yesterday on the dead on the side of the road. I had to call my girlfriend immediately. I was like, I just have to tell someone. She's like, okay, I'm at brunch right now.
It wasn't a person, was it?
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I guess we'll find out coming up next.
Speaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Answer me this. Where are all these dead deer coming from? Because I got to tell you, I got a lot of questions. On Saturday, driving 490 East heading towards Victor. This is before you hit the construction zone where they're replacing
a
bridge. Yeah, putting in a new road.
It's an absolute nightmare. Living right there, nightmare. Absolute nightmare.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah, I counted in.
You deal with that every day. So.
Yeah, I counted in like a 3-mile radius, 4 dead deer on the side of the road. Now, hear me out. On the way back, going 490 West, I spot another 2 dead deer. Now, I get people hit deer all the time with their vehicles. This is nothing new. Here's what I can't wrap my head around, and I'm not trying to sound stupid, but it's a question I've had for a long time. I can't be alone here. Where the hell are these deer coming from when on each side of the expressway you have 2 20-foot walls on either side? These walls stretch along the side of the expressway for miles. So clearly, the deer is not...
Not the whole expressway.
Well, obviously, the deer is not jumping over these barricades. And they're not walking miles from where they entered. It makes no sense. Why would they charge out of the woods Like, I get they if they come out of the woods, they would run into the expressway into oncoming traffic.
Yeah.
But there's nowhere within this location for a deer to just show up.
Well, there's certain parts. So, like, where you're talking by Bushnell's Basin, the wall doesn't start until after the colleges. So that's the one thing right there. Like, especially on the side when you're heading, like, eastbound, that side of traffic, there's really, it's just woods. Like,
it just looks like these deers were being dropped off on the side of the road. Has anyone else had these same thoughts?
Their moving patterns are changing. And I think one guy can help us out with this question because I don't know if it has to do with mating season or what's happening, but they are on the move.
Hey, Todd.
There he is.
Hey, there he is.
Good morning. Good morning. You're your resident deer expert in the house. But
Todd, here.
Moose, I can help you out a little bit, but I can't explain why they're showing up, in those areas that it doesn't make any sense. But
that's what I'm asking. How would they possibly get in that location where there's no entry point?
I don't know the actual location, but, you know, they do wander. I mean, deer do, they're on the move this time of year because of the food source is very abundant because they're what they call foragers. They eat every bud and thing that's budding right now. So that's one of the major reasons why they're moving, because they kind of herd up in the wintertime and don't move much. But I can't explain why they're showing up on 490.
I can't wrap my head around it.
Trying to get down to Innovative Field to get the hot dogs and stuff. I'm not sure.
They got a long ways to go. If you wanted to report a dead deer on the side of the road, who do you call for that? Who's coming to pick it up? Like, I mean,
most municipalities have their own pickup people, the town or the county, or whoever takes care of that roadway will have their people that come pick it up.
So yesterday I was driving home and I was on 490 sitting in traffic, obviously. It's absolute horrible over there. And I saw the most massive dead turkey.
A turkey?
It was huge.
Oh, my Lord.
I was like...
Now, turkey season, it is mating season for deer in the fall, but turkey season, it's actually in the spring. So you do see a lot of turkeys. I just saw two last week. So
I was literally massive, right? And to see that on the side of the road was, it threw me for a loop.
Yeah, sure.
I was like, Thanksgiving came early.
I don't know if you know this, Todd, but like... What do they actually do with, like, a dead deer like that and a turkey once it's been confiscated, if you will? Do they bury it, or do they throw it in the Genesee River?
No. They usually, municipalities will have a big yard or a place that they take, bury it, and cover it up because, but it's,
really?
Have you ever seen the guys out doing it? I mean,
no.
Probably the most nastiest job out there, where they have this crane on the side of a truck, a big flat or a big truck, where they pick it up with this winch, throw it in the back of, I mean, in the fall, like, you'll see a truck loaded with probably 100 dead deer in their legs and heads and arms.
Where have you seen? I've never seen that.
You've never seen it? Moose, come on.
I've never seen that either.
I don't think many people have seen that, Todd.
Also, that's
too much time
a huge
in
thing.
LA then, pal. Well, now that you're back in Rochester, you might see one. But yeah, you see them all over the place.
I don't see that.
I was
more probably. I bet you see it more kind of down in my neck of the woods in, you know, Ontario County. But they're out there.
I also find it so, like, disrespectful when deer are on 490, because it's like, first of all, we're like quasi in the city. Like, you don't have to be here. I mean, back where I live in Fairport or Parrington or wherever it is, I live in like a secluded neighborhood. So. Just this morning, I was driving, and there was four on my neighbor's lawn.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We gotta dispose of these things.
They're too close to my car for comfort.
So I was taking a stroll on the Genesee River Walk, and a dead deer was just casually floating upstream. And I thought it was a dog, but I did, because the head was underwater. So I took a photo. I took a photo of it. And people confirmed it was a deer. But if anybody has 585-252-9800, knows the proper way to get rid of a dead deer, if you've had one on your yard or you found one near your property, there's a number to call. I'm pretty sure it's the dead animal removal that the city of Rochester has. And they'll come and, Todd, they'll scoop that up and put it on a flatbed, right?
Yeah, most if you're looking for a little side hustle, maybe you can go out at night with a truck and pick them up, you know, make a few bucks. That'd be great for you.
Legitimate question. I'm trying to figure out what the benefits for something like that are. What benefits?
If it's not that old, you could take it home and cut off a hind quarter and eat it, you know? You could have some free meat, you know?
No, I'll puke.
So my brother's a hunter, but he's not good at carving up the deer afterwards. So he caught like a 250-pound deer, but we got like five pounds of meat out of it. I'm like, what?
What did he do?
Exactly.
Oh my god.
Real quick, I want to get over to Rich, who texted in and said, "Horny, hungry, and hunted. Tough times to be a deer, but they are not the smartest animals in the world. You got to be careful in the early morning and right at sunset. That's when they're up and most active."
I've hit three deer in my life, and most of them are in this time of year or even summertime. It wasn't even the fall.
No, it's summertime.
The fall is usually the most active, but the other thing that is going on is people are more active this time of year, too. There's more drivers on the road than, let's say, in the middle of the wintertime, you know?
Right.
So the daylights are longer, and people are moving, and the deer are moving, and it's funny you say that, because yesterday I was out driving around. I saw probably five or six yesterday.
Also, like, why do they stay, like, whoever's going around and carry or like picking them up isn't doing a very good job, because they'll be there for weeks on end.
Somebody's got to call it in.
And also, that's not a very sought after job, so I don't think they do it that much. I mean, they gotta send someone out to do it, and it's a nasty job.
All right, 311 is the number. You can call 311 for a dead animal pickup. I still have a lot of questions on how these animals get to that exact spot when there's no entry point from the expressway. But we'll figure that out another day, I guess.
We'll have to go to lunch someday, Moose, and you're in that spot. And
just driving up and down 490.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
And I'll break it. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
It's too much. It's too much. Yeah, I totaled my Ford Fiesta on the 4th of July. Deer ran right into it. Literally fell on the hood. I was like, all right, this is it for me.
It's like driving a paperweight.
No, literally.
98PXY. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.